Hello, I'm
Hello.
calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get your opinions. First of all, are you ready to vote?
Okay, yes.
And do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
As you're aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in a non-partisan primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? You will definitely going to vote. You are very likely to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
Okay.
Definitely going to vote.
With which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, or no party
Democrat.
Affiliation? And what
Democrat.
Is your main racial background?
And my what?
Racial background? African-American,
white.
Asian,
white? Caucasian.
Hispanic?
Caucasian, yeah.
Thank you.
Caucasian.
And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak
41.
Thank you.
41.
And generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gone enough on the current track?
In the right direction.
And from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important one, traffic and congestion, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, corruption in local government, housing and property insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, or crime and neighborhood safety.
Housing.
And although it is a non-partisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? You will definitely vote for Democrat, probably for Democrat, definitely for Republican,
definitely
or probably
for
Republican.
Definitely for Democrat.
Democrat, okay? You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, just let me know. You can indicate it as well. The first one is
okay.
Daniela Levin Cava.
Very favorable.
Carlos Jimenez.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Fabian Basavi.
Say it again?
Fabian Basavi. Do you recognize the name?
Neutral.
Don't recognize the name, or you don't have an opinion of the candidate?
I don't have an opinion.
Maria Elvira Salazar?
Very unfavorable.
Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Alfonso Alfie León?
Alfonso what?
Alfie León?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Joe Sanchez?
Very unfavorable.
Rosy Cordero Stutz.
Say that one more time.
Rosy Cordero Stutz.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Francis Suarez.
Very unfavorable.
Joe Carroyo.
Very unfavorable.
Vicky Lopez.
Very unfavorable.
Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
The last three, Miguel Soliman.
I don't know that name.
Alex Diaz La Portilla.
Very unfavorable.
Eileen Higgins.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, okay. And you will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami...
Is this going to be much longer? Because I really have to kind of go.
We're 75% now. We're just 4 or 3 minutes more. Can you please help me out?
Okay. Yeah,
okay,
that's fine.
Thank you, sir. I will speed up my reading, okay? If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Miguel Soliman or Eileen Higgins?
Eileen Higgins.
And if the primary election were held today, would you vote for Joe Carroyo or Eileen Higgins?
Eileen Higgins.
If the primary election were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Alfonso Alfie León or Eileen Higgins?
Eileen Higgins.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
And lastly, you will now be giving some statements about Eileen Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If it will make no difference, you can indicate it as well, okay? The first one is, Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out longtime residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. No difference?
Yeah,
more likely or less likely? No difference?
No difference. Yeah.
Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed. And
I can tell you the answer to all of them is going to be no different.
I need to read everything verbatim. This is an opportunity to find out if you will continue supporting this candidate even after hearing that what opponents say. So just a few more. Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported that controversial rail project to Miami Beach that will bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. More likely, less likely, or no difference. Since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in their community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins have failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed income.
No facts.
During these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 billion.
No effect, or no difference.
The last two? Eileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins got a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or take an expensive alternative like Uber or Lyft. More likely, less likely,
no
the difference. Okay, the last one. While so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits, the $130,000 per year.
No difference.
Okay, and the last few questions. One more time, let me ask you again. You will be asked a few questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Miguel Soliman or Eileen Higgins?
Eileen Higgins.
If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom will you vote, Joe Carroyo or Eileen Higgins?
Eileen Higgins.
The last one, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom will you vote, Alfonso Alfie Leon or Eileen Higgins?
Eileen Higgins.
The last two questions I'm going to ask you about, before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I have a PhD.
And, okay, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is very important, and thank you for your help. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.